Well, good morning, Grace Lutheran Church.
Good morning.
What a delight to be with you. I've been looking forward to this day for quite some time. I have truly admired this congregation from afar, known about it for a long time, known, of course, your great pastors, Pastor Paul and Pastor Heidi, as remarkable servants of the Lord and with a true servant's heart. So I am delighted to be here today. I also remember hearing of the congregation when I was in college a couple of years ago from my good friend Mark Peterson, whose father was pastor, I believe, here at Grace for a while. And so I think you know that family well. Quite some time, yes. So I am delighted to be here. I bring greetings from our new CEO and president, Hector Colon. Hector has been now the CEO and president of LSS for about 6 months, and we really love his passion for the church, his passion for the ministry of the church, and his commitment to our mission, and his skill in leadership. So we look for great things in the next months and many years to come from Hector as our CEO. Today it is, of course, the baptism of our Lord, Sunday. And yesterday, of course, was Epiphany, or often known in around the world as the Feast of the Three Kings. And in many places, that is the height of the Christmas season, especially in Latin America, Mexico, and many other parts. Of course, there are festivals, and that's when the three kings come and give gifts, and so it's a big day in the church year. It really does complete the Christmas season. And that brings with it, of course, what we recognize as the manifestation of Jesus to the Magi, who follow the star to the place of birth. Big events that mark a change in the world order. Jesus is come to the world. But what now, people? How many of you have got all of your Christmas stuff away? Two of you. Yeah, right? Yesterday I was downstairs, and I have a little tree down in our basement, and that tree was my mother's tree when she was at the end of Alzheimer's, and so I think a lot about that tree, and that's the tree that I was putting away yet. And there are a couple more things that will mean the kind of end of our Christmas cycle in our home. But yeah, a lot of you have stuff up yet, and it's still out there. But yet, for the church calendar, we kind of enter a new phase now with this day, the baptism of our Lord. I am here to do several things, really. First of all, I want to say thank you to a congregation that has been a long-time supporter of Lutheran Social Services of Wisconsin and Upper Michigan, a place that has truly always put LSS as an important part of their outreach ministry, extending it beyond the walls of the church, something that Grace has been known for forever, a very long time. Its care about its neighbors both here and farther away. I say thank you from our staff. Believe it or not, we have over 900 staff members throughout Wisconsin and Upper Michigan, and they want to share their thanks with you for supporting this mission. I also thank you from our clients. We serve every year about 23,000 people with our staff. And along with their families, then, that means that we touch the lives of 123,000 people every year. Did you know that? That you as a congregation are changing the lives of 120,000+ people every year because of your prayer, your financial gifts, your passion, your belief that we can, by the love of Jesus and by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, change lives. This is a Spirit kind of day, right? You've heard about the Spirit. We sang about the Spirit. The music reflects it. The gospel, the stories are all about how God leads us into this world and how to live our lives in light of our neighbors. It's amazing. But along with those thanks, I want to share a bit, of course, of what we do with your support, who we serve, and how lives are affected by those gifts. But I do all this in light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel that we share today in both word and sacrament. It is who we are. Now, in Mark's gospel, the baptism of Jesus by John in the River Jordan starts off the gospel right away. It begins, it's the starting point of Jesus' ministry in the world. No birth narrative, right? No genealogy, none of that stuff. We just march headlong into the world. So we start right off with the baptism. And that's the pace of Mark. Mark, you'll hear all year long when we focus on Mark, is bang, 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 bang. It's immediate. And that's the word often used in Mark, immediately. We move on. It is this important, urgent kind of account of the life of Jesus. Something that causes us to, whoa, at 8 o'clock in the morning, pay attention to. Wake up, right? And hear this good news. What's it all about? I'm looking at this baptismal focus today as really the model for our entry into the world. John was baptizing at the River Jordan and preaching repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Now, this approach must have worked, since we're told that all of the country of Judea went out to him, and all the people of Jerusalem. He deferred any personal attention by saying, no, I'm not the one. One is coming after me, whose thong I am not worthy to untie. I am nothing. I am just an instrument of God in this time and place. It is this third person, though, of the Holy Spirit, of the Trinity, who is said to fill us, lead us, and send us into the world, whatever that may bring, and that guides us to meet the needs of the world with resources and power that bring change. Now, Lutheran Social Services is a far-reaching ministry of the church. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, the ELCA, centering itself on Christ and his work to meet the needs of the hurting world. Our former CEO, Dave Larson, you probably know David, he was here, I'm sure, more than once, but it was fond of saying that when people are at their worst, we need to be at our best. That is what we do. When people are at their worst, we need to be at our best. You may know already the mission statement of LSS, motivated by the compassion of Christ, we help people improve the quality of their lives. Motivated by the compassion of Christ, we help people meet the needs of their lives, change their lives. Everything we do stems from this core understanding of who we are as followers of Jesus. At Jesus' baptism, he is filled with the Spirit and God speaks, right? God speaks, "Thou art my beloved Son. With thee I am well pleased." While not in the lesson for today, we should be reminded of the of right away in verse 12, right after our lesson for today, in that same, it is that same Spirit that drove Jesus into the wilderness for 40 days with the wild beasts. So he gets filled with the Holy Spirit, big time, big event, and right away he is pushed out into the real world with the wild beasts. Now, has anybody faced any wild beasts lately? Metaphorically, you know, hard times, difficult situations, impossible people. Anybody? Yeah. Thank you. Amen, right? Wild beasts, they're out there. The challenge of the world meets us head on, often every day. Now, in the words that may have been used at our own baptisms, we hear the charge that we are given. Right? This incredible baptismal font that you have. I love it. It is so great. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works. That they may see your good works. Right? In the world. And glorify your Father who is in heaven. The charge that we are given at our baptism reflects our core commitments. You may already know that LSS does adoptions, right? I, of course, am called to LSS for good reason, I think. I have 7 kids. That's when you're about to say, whoa, right? And I say, pray for me. Mainly pray for my wife, who often is the one home with our kids. 5 are by adoption. And our 2 oldest come from LSS of Minnesota. So these are things that we care deeply about. And our youngest 3 kids, also adopted, all have disabilities. Our younger 2 have Down syndrome, and then my 21-year-old has autism, autism spectrum disorder. And they are things that, all of those things are what LSS helps people to deal with in their lives, the challenges. You know also that we do foster care services, alcohol and other drug addiction services, residential treatment and counseling. Family preservation services to help people stay together when they're at risk of being torn apart as a family. Also, support for individuals, of course, with disabilities. Refugee resettlement. Daytime resource centers for people with mental illness and those who many are often homeless as well. I'll focus on over 200 other programs. But I'll focus on just a couple of them today. I think about the services that are run in Sheboygan, not that far away from here, in a place called Turning Point. Turning Point is one of our short-term residential facilities for people who are in a mental health crisis. 15 beds there, right close to downtown in Sheboygan. But people who have nowhere else to go, who don't need inpatient treatment right away, but they're in a crisis. They're unable to live day by day in a meaningful way and take care of themselves as well. So we provide that place of care and respite and support and attention and meals and therapy. People right there who need crisis help. And it is often full with a waiting list. People needing help especially during times like this. Holidays are often crisis points for people with mental illness challenges. Or our services to kids who are runaways. That program is called RAISE, run in several parts of the state, including Sheboygan. RAISE provides services for kids who have, for whatever reason, chosen or been forced to leave their homes and survive whatever way they can manage. And often they're not very good ways. They do often what's called couch surfing. You know what that is, right? Going from one friend or family member to another and crashing on their couch. And those kids, young kids, need services. So we have outreach workers, people who go on the streets where people, kids, tend to hang out, school systems, find where they are and what their needs are. I think about where LSS began 130 plus years ago in Wittenberg, Wisconsin. Wittenberg, anybody know where Wittenberg is? Several of you. Up north a bit, a little west of Green Bay. Wittenberg, small town, but there 130 years ago was Pastor E.J. Hamme, a Lutheran pastor who looked around and saw kids living on the streets in Wittenberg, Wisconsin, orphans. And he said, somebody ought to do something about this. Lutherans ought to do something about this. And he did. He began an orphanage. And Lutherans have been doing something about that and so many other things ever since. We have been involved in the lives of people where they are hurting. I think about one of the kids that I heard about not long ago from our chaplain at Hamme there in Wittenberg, who told me about a young girl, but I'll call her Rachel. Rachel was about 15 at the time, and she had come from a lot of challenging circumstances, and that's the kids now that Hamme, a 127-acre campus, deals with. Kids who are on the edge. They have been court-ordered. Some have come out of the infamous, now infamous, Lincoln Hills Juvenile Detention Center. Some have come from parents' situation where they can't quite manage anymore. The parents can't manage them. Or they've been convicted of crimes where they need support services rather than criminal detention. So they come to their court order to Hamme, where we help them rebuild their lives. And I think of this girl, Rachel. There are no locks. We're not allowed to lock them in. It's not a locked facility there at Wittenberg. So, as some kids occasionally do, Rachel took off late one night. And she made her way down to Milwaukee. And there in Milwaukee, she began to survive the only way that she knew how. And that was by walking the streets. And you know what that means. So it wasn't long before she was picked up by the police and brought into Milwaukee jail system. And our spiritual director at Hamme, Monty Smith, and another female counselor went down to see her. And they walked into the holding cell where she was. And Rachel was just full of bravado, full of tough talk. I don't need you. I'm fine. I'm not one of those girls anymore. Now I'm an escort. Now I'm really doing well. I don't have to just survive on McDonald's anymore. And she kept on and on like this, and they were listening to her. Finally, Monty just put up his hand and was shaking his head. Rachel, Rachel, can you tell me where you are in your walk with Jesus? Rachel stopped. She hung her head. And she said, I need him. I really need him. Well, Rachel really needs you. She needs us. People who, guided by the mission statement, motivated by the compassion of Christ, help people improve the quality of their lives. That is what we do. Whether it's serving people with disabilities like my daughter Mira, who has autism, who needs support to live a more productive and full life. And now, despite a lot of challenges, Mira, at 21, has a job. And she works in a school system, washing dishes. Then after her job, she, with a mentor provided by support services like LSS offers, that mentor takes her to volunteer opportunities, to churches, to homeless shelters, to food pantries, to volunteer for her to have a full and rich life. Things that LSS, our partnership ministry, does together. It is how we do our work, by the fact that we are led, filled, and guided by the Holy Spirit. It's the only way we can do this work. So I say thank you to Grace Lutheran Church, who has been a part of this ministry for so long, who cares deeply about the needs of their neighbors, and who are changing lives by your gifts, by your prayers, for your volunteering like you did a couple of years ago when you sent a team to go and build a small garden, a raised bed garden, for the folks that we have who have physical challenges over in one of our apartment units in Saukville, changing their lives because of your actions. So as we think about how now we are going to live our lives, how, because of our baptisms, because of by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can live and change the world around us, let's close in prayer today as we ask for God's grace. Gracious Heavenly Father, this day I thank you for Grace Lutheran Church, for its ministry, for its call to serve others, for its faithful witness, but always for your grace, your love, and your welcome for those in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.